Okay, well maybe we should begin. I'm not sure if more people are coming. I'll start by introducing myself. My name is Luke Foxton, and I work with in development at LAMS. I'm a Java developer, and what you'll see today is a lot of it's my work, and a lot of it's work from other people in LAMS. So, also, before I start, I'd probably like to ask, are most of the people here teachers or technical people or teachers?
Yes.
In majority? Okay. I'll keep it simple. Well, not technical then. All right. So we get started. Okay. I'll start by just explaining in a nutshell why this is possible in LAMS and what we're doing here. To begin with, LAMS, well, a lot of us know LAMS as an environment that gives us a lot of different tools and a lot of different ways of creating sequences in a workflow environment. So in general, LAMS can orchestrate any sort of activities in any order that you like, and that's why it's a good thing that we can bring in a lot of other tools from other LMSs. No matter where the tool comes from, we can bring it into LAMS and make it work as if it was a native LAMS tool. And that's the basis of what we're doing today. Any LMS tool like a Moodle forum or a .learn forum, what we're trying to do here is to be able to bring that into a LAMS environment and add it to a sequence as if it was a LAMS tool. So I'll take you through this a little bit. So why would we want to do this? Well, pretty much, as a lot of you might know, teachers and students become very familiar with their particular LMS tools. For instance, if you are dealing with Moodle, you might become familiar with the Moodle forum tool and appreciate how to use it, and also your students might be the same. And also, you might find that the Moodle forum tool has a lot of powerful uses that you can't find in LAMS tools, and such as Gradebook and other things like that. So another thing we're trying to do here is to bring into LAMS kind of the best of breed tools. So allow the LAMS environment to have any tool, be it an LMS tool or any web app tool that you like, you can bring it into LAMS environment and author it as if it's in a sequence. So yeah, we can apply workflows to any LAMS tools, and that includes activity sequencing, branching, grouping, gates, all the cool little things that LAMS does. We can do the same with a Moodle tool, a .learn tool, a Sakai tool, etc. So basically, there's a few steps that you take to do this. First up, you would of course go to the authoring screen where you start up and you create whatever tool it is, you create the basic functions, and then we go through, and when we want to start the lesson, we copy all the content, create a whole new copy just for the lesson, so as we can keep the original and reuse it for other lessons. And then during executions, learners will have their own copy to change the content and make it their own. So this is kind of a high-level view of the architecture that we'll see. On the left here, this is the core LAMS system in a way. And through tool contract interface, we can just apply any tool into our system here and make it perform the same functions. So here we have another little diagram that you can look at here. But it's pretty much saying through this interface, Moodle forum chat, others, DimDim conferencing, Google Maps, anything you like is possible to bring into the LAMS authoring environment and learning too. So obviously I'll show you a bit more of this so you can get a proper idea of what I'm looking at. Yeah, I'll give you a little demo. Okay. Hopefully everything goes to plan. Okay. This is Moodle. I'm not sure if anyone's aware or familiar with Moodle, but this is just a simple Moodle interface. So we'll log in as admin. Okay, now we're logged in as admin. I'll turn editing on. All and go into this course. Okay, I'll open authoring. So here we've just opened authoring from an integrated Moodle server. Start up, and on the left here, you'll see a couple of Moodle tools that we've put into LAMS, and they're going to work the same as any other tool here. And I'll show you a demonstration here. A couple of these tools here are still in development, the glossary tool and the assignment tool, so I'll leave them out of this demonstration, but the other tools, you'll get to see what they do. So I'll start by just dragging and dropping a forum on here, a Moodle forum. Open it up, and it displays as if it was a LAMS tool. So we'll just create a simple forum. Okay, and we've added the form, and we can finish and go back to LAMS. Now, if we were to, of course, you can give a re-edit, and we'll see all the same content as we already had there, and we'll go back here. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll make a little sequence here of activities just to demonstrate the other things that this can do, as well as they can do grouping, branching, tool outputs. So I'll just give you a brief demonstration. First thing I'll do is I'll make a group, I'll just grab that. Okay, make two groups and apply the grouping to this forum. Okay, so now when we start that in Learner, groups, the students will be split into two groups, and you'll have two separate forum, two instances of forum where they'll each be able to have their own little chat in there, so that's a good thing.
Well, this is going to just explain a bit more about what this grouping means.
Sure.
Although the Moodle tool doesn't understand anything about what groupings that we're doing here in LAMS, what happens is that because the way that we have actually integrated this Moodle tool, what's going to happen was when the students actually get to this activity, according to the group that they are in the lesson, they would actually be going to one Moodle forum or the other. Yeah? Now, this is absolutely transparent to Moodle, and Moodle doesn't even know that LAMS groups exist, but the integration makes it possible for the Moodle tool to inherit all the benefits that LAMS groups actually have, like, for instance, in this case, grouping. And Luke is going to show you branching and all that.
Yeah, I'll show you some more. So I'll put another tool here, which is quite a handy tool, the Moodle quiz, and continue the sequence, and maybe one more of these. Let's get this transition. Okay. Ah, goddamn it. Yeah, this damn keyboard. Okay, now we'll get a branching on here. And I'll just create two branches so we can see a little demonstration here. So one branch here, one branch here. Bear with me for a bit. And I'll just say, you made two or more posts. Okay, so now we can connect these two up. That still doesn't work. Okay. Wait, I need that. Okay, so you can use learner output branching and basically select from your list of activities here. We'll use, actually, I'm not sure what that's called. We'll call this little forum one. And then we'll do this. And say, create a condition say the learner was to make two or more posts, then they'll go to one branch, and if they make less than two posts, they'll go to the other branch. So, okay. Okay. Now, I'll save this. We'll call it demo version 2. Any questions so far, by the way? No? No. Are you doing? Yeah.
How did you get them to be in LAMPS?
How did we get them to be in LAMPS?
Like, are they, is that in every version of the most current version of LAMPS, or is it?
No, this is a, it's been changed to, we've added in these extra tools, so it's not default tools. We add them in, and there's a plugin on this side which talks to the Moodle tool on the other LMS. Well,
there's a what it is what we've done in order to include these tools here, what we have created is wrappers within LAMP that actually wrap the external Moodle tool into this thing. So when Lucas started, he started, as you can see, in Moodle. Yeah. So that is using the whole Moodle integration that we've been having for the past 3 years. Yeah. When we created the Moodle integrations, what they said is, great, now we can use LAMPS within Moodle. But then they also said, okay, we also want to use Moodle tools within LAMPS. So we want to do sequencing of activities, of not just LAMPS activities, but also Moodle activities, and you know, Google Maps activities, and other activities that might not necessarily be bound to a particular LMS. So what we have actually done here is using what we call tool wrappers. Once that you have your server integrated with another LMS, you can actually use or deploy these little pieces of LAMPS tools that basically have no business logic within them, not programming within them, but the programming is actually done by the external tool.
I think so what the question is asking, though, is can an end user, a teacher, developer, whatever, put those in, or do they need to get a system administrator who's running their Moodle or something to install something extra?
Yeah, there's an extra that needs to be installed. Does that answer the question? Sorry.
So it doesn't come with 2.2
as default. Exactly. So 2.2 actually contains all the hooks to do it, and then in order to get this hook, you would actually have to download a special thing and then just put it in.
Okay.
I think, John, I was talking about lunch.
Okay.
I think the way you described it is, then tell me if I'm wrong,
yeah.
You install Moodle, and then you install LAMPS, you then have to install a module into Moodle, plug-in module into Moodle, and then you tell, there's a sort of a setting you've got to have in the system config in LAMPS to tell it to.
Yeah, that is for the integration bits, that's the way that the integrations work. But for this work as well, there will be small little chunks of things that you need to do in Moodle, like small little pieces of software that you would actually just have to sort of almost drag and drop. And then those would actually be doing all the hooks in both sides. So effectively,
it's not you, the user. It's you, the system person.
You, system guy.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, this has to be done at a system level in order to
all right. I'll just use that sequence there. Okay. So does that cover the questions? I can show you the learner interface now, if you like. And it'll take you through what happens with branching and everything. So I'll take you through this one. So this is the grouping. We've already been through with another user, so we've been added to one of these groups here. Actually, what we'll do is we'll log out and we'll log in as a student, so you can see the correct view. Log in. And Yeah, here we are as a student two, and we've been put into group two here. So now when we come to this activity, we see group two's version of the forum. So we can say group two discussion. And of course, all the students in group one will see completely different forum to the one in this. So continue. So we'll continue to the next activity. This is another of the Moodle tools, just called Choice. It's like a multiple choice answer. So we'll just choose one. Move on. This is the quiz tool, which is another good tool that Marina has developed. And for this one, we've just got a little multiple choice question as well. So we'll just choose one here. All right, yeah, submit all of this, yeah. So the next activity. So now we'll come to this forum. This forum is the one that's based on branching. So if I was to post less than two messages, I would get put into one stream, and if I was to post more than two, I'd get put into another. So what I'll do is I'll add another topic here. Just make a few little postings. So, hello. So now, when we go to the next activity, you'll see that we end up in the correct branch. Hopefully. Yeah, so you can do all the same sort of branching and grouping that you can do with LAMS tools, and it's quite a powerful thing. So I'll leave it at that for now, and take some questions from people.
Do you see those in Moodle anyway?
Those tools?
Yeah.
No, we have a special, you set a special flag that blocked it off. So you only see them in LAMS. Not sure if that's set up.
I can show
are there
you
demos on the website we could access?
Yeah, yes, there is.
We don't have internet
access here. Okay. But you'll see it in Ernie's speech, which is just next. So, all right. So should I pass it on to Ernie now to yours? Or
Any other questions?
Yeah. So at the moment, what we can use is limited to what you coded for, created wrappers for.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You can have basically any LMS, any tool that you like, you can put it in there. It just needs to be developed. We have basic demo tools in our .learn, and we're developing one in Sakai as well. And the changes you need to make are not that significant, so it's quite easy to do the same changes for any other tool. So, good. Any other questions? How long does it take to make? Well,
the first one takes
a while, but after that, you can ask Marina that. How long since you?
Marina has been the developer
So if I want to use these tools in my one form, I have to ask the blocking.
You have to ask, sorry?
I have to ask these tools for the development team.
Yes, yes.
It's available to download in the integration tool?
Not quite yet. We'll have to set it up for you and everything, and just we haven't actually created the package for it yet. But the code is there, ready to go, so to speak.
So there's two aspects here. One is the integration with Moodle, that's already available for a long time, has been there for at least 2 years. Now these aspects of including Moodle activities within LAMS, that is the part that we just finished yesterday doing. LAMS 2.2, which means that the infrastructure that actually allows this to happen is already there. Now, the changes that you would actually need to Moodle to actually get this thing, we haven't actually packaged them as yet. But those would be also available free for LAMS.
But the plugin for Moodle to allow a LAMS sequence to run as a Moodle activity is already there and available.
And the good thing about that, too, is that the Moodle tool in Moodle itself will behave exactly the same as it usually does. Just as when you access it from LAMS, it will behave slightly differently and return you back to LAMS when you're finished, instead of taking you back to Moodle. So, yeah.
Have you estimated the prices?
Prices?
No prices.
That's free. Yeah. You can pay me if you like.
For other LMSs, and you're looking for
them. Okay, so far we've done Moodle. We've done .learn, which is MIT open source system as well. We are doing it also with Sakai. Sakai is another big open source learning management system. And any others that we can get our hands on the interest of people.
The big ones would be Blackboard.
Sorry?
A big one would be Blackboard.
The issue with Blackboard is that as we were actually showing there, there's a few things that you need to modify in the tool to get them to work. And since Blackboard is not open source, we don't get access to the source to do this small modifications. I guess we could actually have some sort of workarounds, but there will be workarounds. So that Blackboard and all the non-open source ones might actually be a little more difficult.
In terms of
the
LLM,
have
to bring it into LAMS.
Okay. Any other questions? All right.
And these tools are available for now, if I want in my
platform? I believe.
They are available, as you can download the code.
Yeah.
What we don't have necessarily is the installer that actually makes it really, really easy for a teacher to work. I guess that's one of the things. But the tools and the source code that actually explains how to create these things is already available. It's in the wiki. I'll show you the link, and then you can actually just, if you have a tool on your own that you want to bring into LAMS, following these instructions that we have on the wiki, you could actually add it into LAMS. And of course, there's also the LAMS community, where any questions that you might have in terms of how to go about doing this, they can be addressed. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of people in the UK that are actually bringing the LAMS into the
group. With the stuff that Diana was showing this morning about how everybody design, is that something we're planning on integrating?
Yeah, that would be, I think, 2.3. That's the big joke there.
That's what we're doing. Excellent! You're on the record, is that?
That's recorded.
It's 2.3 next to this thing?
No. It would be the next conference, most likely.
The next conference?
Unfortunately, we haven't been able to get a screenshot on how the new pedagogical plan would look like, but it would look like what Diana presented this morning and what James has been presenting for the past 2 years. Any other questions?
Other questions? All right, thank you very much. I'll pass you on to Ernie. This is in my stuck in the button.
Hey, how do you do that? Can you explain?
Yeah.
So just keep it press, or
you